Blog Talk Radio.
And we are back. I want to go ahead and keep it moving. Not going to take and waste a lot of time. Everybody got things to do today. So I want to give a quick realization of sports, T. But basically, I just feel like there's some things we just need to understand about sports so that we stop getting so sad or confused or surprised. Okay?
Or too excited.
Exactly. So number one, understand that sports are a business. Do not care about you.
Nope.
It's not about love and family and respect. It's about making that dollar. So St. Louis, you're so upset that your owner is moving his team to Los Angeles. Well, if you were an owner, where do you think more money is? In St. Louis or L.A.?
I'm moving to
deuces. They will still be on television. I hear that the NFL package is pretty affordable.
Yep.
So understand it's a business. Number two, everyone is not great at their job. This also applies in sports. Okay to say that people are doing a bad job. I hate hearing that everyone is a first-class organization, or that everyone has the best owner or the best staff, or how their coaches are the most respectable men you'll ever know. Guess what? A lot of them suck, and it shows. There's one way to grade you, man. You know what the job is. Are you going to win games or not? I don't care how many hearts you touch. Okay? It's possible. Owners suck. Coaches suck. You're so quick to say players do. So don't be afraid to say the same thing about management. Number three, understand that certain organizations are not to be trusted. If your team hasn't done any winning in your lifetime or in the past decade, then they're probably never going to. If you cheer for Cleveland or the New York Jets, or any team in Minnesota. Well, actually, I take that back because I cheer for a team in Minnesota. And actually, we've done pretty good. And at one point, the Timberwolves were. But teams in the NBA, such as the Milwaukee Bucks, stop hoping for a title. Detroit, be happy that you had the two runs that you did.
Yeah.
Andre Drummond is not going to stay there when he comes to the free agent market. You just got him before anyone else did. Thanks for developing those things.
That's if he wants to be a winner. If he's just all about his money and just staying where he's at, you know, and he doesn't mind about getting rings and stuff, that's the only way he's going to stay.
Yeah. And I doubt that happens.
Yep.
So, here's that. Number five. I think we're on five. May have lost count there. But anyway, remember that owners are not typical fans or everyday people. They didn't even amass their fortune from football or basketball. They were already rich.
Yep.
So please stop thinking that they think like you and know what you want, because they've never thought like you and knew what you want. The freaking owner of the Seattle Seahawks is the co-founder of Microsoft with Bill Gates. These are not everyday people. TJ, interesting story. So the bidding for the NFL team to go to Los Angeles, which there's a lot of backstory and stuff in there if you want to read about that with people who actually know about, you know, the biddings and the ways that the league is supposed to properly handle those type of things. But regardless of anything, the only thing interesting to me was that the owner of the St. Louis Rams pretty much won, because he came to the owners and pretty much said, so the cost of this is going to be $1 billion for the stadium and $600,000 for the relocation fee. and the San Diego Chargers giving presentations on how they would be able to do it and pay it back and everything sort of nature. And Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams, comes in and says, yeah, I'll write that check today. And you can take it and deposit it in the bank today.
Smart man.
Me and my wife are worth $15 billion. So, yeah, take your 1.6. TJ, the Powerball that everybody was just
dying
for, spending the enormous amounts of money to try and win a fraction of 1.5 was written on a check in 30 seconds. I couldn't fathom writing that many zeros. I couldn't fathom spelling that out.
They're trying to figure out what a comma is, though.
Right? Do you put 1.6 or did you actually write 1,600,000,000? I don't know. Ridiculous. Is that on a personal check or a cashier's? I don't know. Number six. Don't be so quick to think that sports are ethical and full of morals. Whether in America or third world countries or European nations, you can always find corruption and deception. Remember, money is the root of all evil. So whether it's FIFA, tennis, the Olympics, college sports, professional sports, don't be surprised. So the recent news of there being the Russian gang or the Italian gang with the setting up games, but they've been doing it in tennis a lot with the lower ranked people because it's easy to kind of throw a match in tennis. So it's one-on-one. You only need one person to cooperate.
Yep.
So, you know, there's big uproar. Well, not big uproar, but a little uproar about, you know, how surprising this is, and they respect tennis so much. There wasn't much respect shown towards FIFA or the Olympics. And I have a feeling that's because it involves a lot of brown countries. And when you think of tennis, you think of your upper echelon classes. Wimbledon. You know, we know tennis crowds. Any place that tells the crowd to be quiet, yeah. That's what the crowd's supposed to be there to be loud. Oh. A gentleman's game. Or whatever. Even though Serena Williams has dominated the sport and she still doesn't get paid the most. But that's I know. Number six or seven. Like I said, not keeping count. I will continue to keep putting coaches on blast since people want to put players on blast. So let's not forget that Coach Boeheim will be sitting out 6-9 games next season due to academic violations with Syracuse, even though that is just laughable that he would only sit out 9 games because people will be losing their scholarships, so that's not 9 games. The Louisville scandal has still not been settled. If you don't remember that, that was with the mother bringing her daughters and a couple of other women to have sex with the college recruits in the dorm room. That Rick Pitino wants that like he didn't know, and I'm not saying that he did know, but I think it was known that it was not for him to know. Yeah, I'm trying to skate over that one like it didn't happen. And I'm pretty sure that Duke and Alabama will have something coming out for it. Because, you know, that's what happened. Last thing I want to say is don't let the national media and private groups formulate your opinions, such as the NCAA or the NFL. They have their own objectives in mind. So maybe not listen to such a biased opinion with people who are pretty much two monopolies in the United States, because I don't know two people who should be more competitive but work together than the NFL and the NCAA. So, yeah. If it was me and I ran the NFL, I'm pretty sure if I saw Adrian Peterson in college, I'd be like, don't you waste any time or effort playing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Come here so we can start making money off of you. So, yeah.
What it really boils down to.
Exactly. Working together to keep certain people down. This has been Sports Talk with Kelvin Drummond. Stick around for a quick episode of Just Talk with Kelvin. TJ will still be joining us for that. Will you still be joining us for that?
The good Lord will.
Good Lord willing. So, hope you guys have a great day. Hope you enjoyed your MLK day. I'm sure some of you had it off, some of you didn't. Sports Talk, hope you enjoyed. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace.